Next patient is Thomas Wells. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sam Bono, reason for consultation. Bradycardia evaluation for pacemaker implantation. History patient is a ...76-year-old with a syncope and bradycardia. Patient is referred to me for permanent pacemaker implantation period. Patient is also complaining of fatigue and shortness of breath, especially with activity period. Patient underwent a heart monitor study that showed bradycardia and maximum heart rate was 80 beats per minute period. Current medication, finasteride, 5 mg daily Flomax, monocycline, period. Allergies, non-endocrinologies, past medical history, aortic sclerosis. Carotid artery disease, period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysarrhythmia. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease, or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, and recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. No prior history of coronary disease, congestive heart failure. Pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 119/70, doubles is 56, respiration 16, weight is 185 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1/6 systolic murmur, head of the rest and above, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normally, bowel sound, extremity, no edema, clinic machine number 1, syncope number 2, symptomatic bradyarrhythmia. Number 3, chronotropic incompetence. Recommendation, discuss with the patient regarding permanent pacemaker implantation. Procedure risk and benefit, discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung, period. Follow-up consultation date is 4/14/22. Please indicate with Dr. Sam Bono.